Eric Allen for KLCC. Ballet Fantastique opens their new season by bringing the legendary character of Zorro into the ballet world with original choreography and live music featuring the world fusion band Incendio and violinist Kim Angelis. Zorro the Ballet will be performed in the Soaring Theater of the Holt Center in Eugene this Friday through Sunday, October 18th through 20th. Joining us in the KLCC studios are Ballet Fantastique's Executive Director Hannah Bontrager and Jean-Pierre Durand of Incendio. Nice to see you both.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Hello. Good morning.
And, well, the character of Zorro is nearly 100 years old by this point. Isn't that a rather advanced age to get into ballet?
That's a great question, Eric. it actually gets to the heart of what we're doing with this story, which is true to Ballet Fantastique form, taking an ancient legend and retelling it through contemporary ballet in a way that no one else has done before.
Zorro has many aspects of his character, whether it's a mystery or romance or a resistance to authority. What aspects of Zorro are you trying to bring forward in this ballet?
Well, we're doing something kind of different with the story. Rather than showing the conquests of Zorro or even really the adventures of Zorro, we have been very inspired by the Isabel Allende novel, which is really an origin story of the hero. So we're going back before he's even born and exploring some of the duality in his character that comes from the fact that his father was this Spanish conquistador in Alta California in the late 1700s. And his mother is this warrior princess from the Tongva tribe of Native Americans who actually existed, Toypurnia. And they meet in battle. And it's just this coming together of these two very different, disparate cultures and those cultural aspects that are part of what define Zorro and make him who he is. And then the fact that he has his best friend, almost like a brother to him, as full-blooded Native American. So we actually explore that a little bit, too. Bernardo shows up. There's a scene to one of Incendio's new incredible songs called Zephyrus. And it's the 16th birthday scene with Bernardo and his Native American friends showing up at the Spanish hacienda. And the piece of music, when Donna heard it, she was like, this is perfect for this scene because it has this whole, JP, how would you describe it, the middle section where the music just totally changes?
Well, it was originally kind of a Mediterranean groove, but we wanted to bring it down so that we could build back up to a big dynamic build. And so in having you have these Spanish guitars, you have a Mediterranean groove, it ends up being exotic but also very festive. So the way the ballet used it and found a way to incorporate it in the story, I mean, we think of it as a very fun party piece when we do it live, but the way they reframed it dramatically in the story and where it comes in during the ballet is really, really way more impactful than I would have imagined. But they do that thing, that kind of thing, all the time. The reimaginings of our music and all the other people that they work with is really stellar. It's something we look forward to every time we are able to collaborate with them.
Can we hear a sample of that song?
Yeah.
Introduce that song to us.
So this is Zephyrus from our latest CD, which is called The Shape of Dreams.
Incendio on KLCC. That's Incendio from their new release, The Shape of Dreams, on KLCC, part of the Ballet Fantastique collaboration on Zorro the Ballet, running at the Soaring Theater of the Holt Center, Friday, October 18th through Sunday, October 20th, at the Soaring Theater of the Holt Center. What was the collaborative process like in merging the music and the choreography?
What we usually do is get music from them. Then we'll dig through their music, sometimes go back to them and beg them to play a song that they might not have played for a while, but we feel is perfect for the story. And then we really just start putting the puzzle pieces together. And you can never, I feel like as an artist, you can never really go in with this fully fleshed idea of what it's going to be because it always changes and the art really has a life of its own. So even though, you know, we might have a vision for something that doesn't change and there's that integrity of that vision, it's going to evolve along the way. And it's really fun to let it see. It's a little scary in the artistic process, but it's really fun to let that happen. And when we're working, I imagine, JP, when you guys are making music, that it's similar. You know, you start with a frame and a structure, and then you kind of go from there.
It evolves. You throw it back and forth. So by the time we get up here, they have designated the songs. We have worked. It sounds relatively easy, but they've worked out dances to our versions. Sometimes our versions are recorded to a click so that we can, you know, either add parts or do interesting things in the production. Sometimes we record them live just like we would normally in a concert. So our job when we get here is to make sure that our versions are as accurate as possible to what they've already been rehearsing to. And then when we get here, we tweak a little bit. So it's about as fly by the seat of your. You do a lot of discipline work beforehand, but then to fuse it together, which we did last night and going to do a little more of today, is it's really a testament to their work ethic to be able to pull that off, to have their choreography but be sensitive enough to do subtle changes to what we're doing, and then we kind of gang tackle it and really lock in. Kim Angelus is doing the same thing where they're powering through, and it's amazing to watch. So it's really intense. It's an intense thing to come and do it, but it's so exciting because of it.
You have done so much work for television and film as well as Incendio. How is it different working with live ballet instead of television and film, where there's, again, a visual component?
The music has to really support the dance. It has to be rhythmic and balanced in a certain way. We have to play in a certain way that's very strong, but it also has to be mixed in a way that doesn't overwhelm the dancer so they can hear everything correctly. So the actual execution is completely different. The process is different. The end result is different. With TV music, we're just trying to finalize one small piece that's going to go under a fight scene or a mother reuniting with her son, everything. So that's the end thing, to make it sound pretty and to make it support. Bottom line is, in film and TV music, you get to do it over. And we don't have that.
Well, it's a daring and beautiful collaboration. Many unexpected moments, I would think, to be had, which is some of the richest places in creativity as well as the most risky.
And we're also asking them, I mean, just in terms of logistical elements, we're asking them to do these kind of ridiculous things for the sake of storytelling, which is, you guys don't get to play your song when you're ready. You have to play it as soon as you wait 8 counts for Toy Pernia to move her spear. You know, like, there's just that added element of playing for a ballet.
Hannah Bontrager of Ballet Fantastique and Jean-Pierre Durand of Incendio. Ballet Fantastique, Incendio, and violinist Kim Angelus will join together to present Zorro the Ballet. 3 performances will be held in the Soaring Theater of the Holt Center in Eugene, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m., October 18th and 19th, and Sunday afternoon, October 20th at 2:30 p.m. More information at balletfantastique.org, haltcenter.org, and incendioband.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.